Hubhopper Originals.
She's changing the definition of hostels, making it more client-oriented, pocket-friendly, and exotic. This Mumbai girl has got no chill when it comes to her workspace. This is definitely an extremely interesting story on how she climbed her way to become a successful entrepreneur at her early 20s. And she's fearless and bold, and extremely successful at running her exotic lines of luxurious hostels. Hello and welcome to How's the Josh Season 2, your unbounded dose of Josh in association with Panout Media. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. Well, a huge thank you to Saurabh Chaubey and Bhavesh Safikar, founders of Panout Media, for collaborating with us and making Season 2 so special and grand. By the way, it's now turn for Diksha to come up and just make a blast over here. Hey Diksha, what's up?
Hi, thank you for the wonderful introduction. I am very happy to be here today. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm great. I'm doing really great. I was super excited to have this conversation with you.
Me too. Let's talk about the hostel. Let's talk about everything. Let's do this.
Exactly. So Diksha, before we go to the mainstream conversations and questions, I really want to know, like, how are you processing yourself during this COVID-19, during this quarantine and lockdown?
Just like everybody, it has been difficult. Like, on an individual level, I am just a very like extrovert person, and I like going out, and my life has always been social, and it's always been, you know, revolving around people and meeting people and just like, you know, being in the outside world. So on an individual level, it has been difficult. On a business level also, it has been difficult because also like me, my hostel is an extended personality and it's also revolving around people. So yeah, but hopefully this will be over soon, and I feel like, you know, every situation we learn something or the other from it, and there's always a reason like these things happen. So yeah,
right, fingers crossed.
Yeah,
exactly. So my very first question to you is, like, after graduation, what made you think and curate Aerostel?
I finished my graduation in 2018, and just like, you know, how every friend group plans, we had a trip to Goa plan, all of us, you know, just decided on the whim and then decided to go. And but this time we did not stay in a hotel, we decided to stay in a hostel, and none of us knew how it would be. But we went there and it was such a crazy experience. We met so many people, we met people from different cultures, we experienced a different kind of a trip. Like, it was something that we've never experienced before. And so this idea kind of stuck with me. So I was like, you know, I need to like act on this, like something, like now this has sparked something in me. So like, that's where I picked up the first idea from.
Wonderful. I mean, it was the whole idea was curated out of a trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that inspired me, because honestly, like, I always wanted to start a business in my life. Like, you know, since I've been growing up, it was always something that I don't want to do a job. I want to do something that I love, and, you know, something that is like, you know, I'm passionate about. And if I'm passionate about something, it will work. Like, it has to come to life. So this idea honestly like inspired me so much. It's like, this is everything I want to do. This is everything I love. This is people, this is hospitality, this is just being around people, making people happy and serving them. So,
right. Wonderful. And like, how was the journey initiating Aerostel? Like, right after the trip, when the whole idea sparked in your head to start something on similar lines, from that time till today, how was the journey for initiating Aerostel and taking it ahead?
So after the journey, like after my trip to Goa, I came back and I was in Mumbai. And even after I was in Mumbai, I could not sort of get out of that headspace of Goa and that idea that was going around in my head the entire time. So I came back, and before I actually left Goa, the hostel that I was staying at, I did suggest to them that if you guys need any volunteers, like, feel free to contact me. So as soon as I came back to Mumbai, they contacted me like within a few days, and they asked me if I wanted to come back and volunteer there. And I've never done something like that. I've never, like, you know, gone a solo trip, stayed alone. But this seemed like the perfect opportunity to learn and to, like, you know, understand how it works. So just like that, I packed my bags within a few days and I was in Goa. So I worked with them, I stayed with them, I sort of understood the business not enough to actually start. But then at that point, I had the confidence, I had the courage that, oh, yes, I do know enough to start. So I called my dad, and my dad said, he's just like me. He's actually, like, I learn everything from him. He's a risk taker, and he will also go after anything he wants. So I told him about this plan, and he ended up coming to Goa as well. He stayed in another hostel while I stayed in another hostel, and we experienced this life. And we met one night in Goa and had dinner and decided that this is what we want to do. We want to go back to Mumbai. We will come back here. We will look for places, and we will start this hostel. So we came back to Mumbai. We spoke to a few people, went back to Goa, looked at places, decided on the entire name, the branding. So I went to Goa in May for my trip with friends. In August, we had found the place. And in October, we were open for business. So it was that crazy.
Wonderful. I mean, what a fabulous idea. And on this note, I really feel that we should give it a great shout out to Sandeep Khanolkar for being so excited and, like, you know, with full of enthusiasm and helped you out with this whole scenario.
Definitely. My parents have been so helpful. This would have not happened without them. They backed me up the entire way. They trusted my gut. They trusted their own feelings. And they actually, like, helped everything, you know, come to life. They made it happen. So, yeah, it's crazy, honestly.
Exactly. And, right. And looking at the reviews out there, definitely, Sandeep Uncle has been a great, like, you know, everybody's a big fan of him, like Sam Uncle, Stan Uncle. And I could see a lot of heart emojis besides that word Sandeep. I mean, he's a great champ there.
Yeah, honestly, like, since we started, my dad moved to the hostel. So my mom and dad are the life and soul of the hostel. So my dad personally cooks every dish. He greets the guests. He stays with them. He entertains them. He cooks, he customizes every dish for them. So honestly, like, we've had so many people from different cultures come in, and we customize everything that we can just to, you know, like, suit their needs and however they want it. So we've had Russian guests, we've had people from Argentina, from Brazil, we've had people with different food tastes, and he always ends up, you know, customizing everything for them. So there was this one time, I'll tell you a funny incident. So there was this one time where this guest from another country had come in. Now I can't really remember which exact country that was, but then my dad comes out and he's like, you know, what would you like to have for breakfast? So the guest was like, you know, I think I would like to have a plain omelet. So my dad, you know, just being the funny person he is, he asked him, would you like a plain omelet or a helicopter omelet? Like, just to be funny, like, you know, aeroplane or helicopter. And the guest did not pick it up at that point. But then that was, you know, the evolution of this new dish called the helicopter omelet. So from that day, we have a dish called helicopter omelette on our menu right now, which is like this whole cheese omelette with, you know, cut in a shape like the helicopter's wings, the blades, honestly. So, yeah, he's crazy. Like, he's done a lot for the guest. And it's almost like, you know, every guest is our family now.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I did want to ask you at this point of time, like, attending your first few clients, catering to their needs, how enriching was that experience?
It is a very fulfilling experience from the point of initial contact, greeting them, because we manage everything ourselves, like from reception to taking guest orders, to checking them in, to serving them. Me, my mom, dad, sister, like, everybody's been involved in this process. So we do this ourselves, and it's crazy. It's like, you know, from the point of meeting them to understanding where they're coming from, what they want to do, what they want to explore in Goa, you know, recommending places that they would love, because we've explored almost everything, and we like to personally take guests out. So whenever a guest comes in, we take them out partying sometimes, but if they want to go to a beach, we go to a beach sometimes. So it has been crazy. Like, it has been sort of understanding each culture, each person in a different way. And as much as, you know, we've learned so much from them, like, we think that we, like, you know, they'll come here and they'll have a great experience, but we end up learning much more from them, actually.
Wonderful. I mean, in this scenario, like, if someone wants to be a part of this aerostel, wants to take a stay for like a couple of days over there, how a client can reach up to you, and how can they just process the whole scenario?
So if somebody wants to stay with us, they have a lot of ways they can actually book. So we have the, as soon as you type Aerostel Goa on Google, you'll have the number, the address, so you can directly call us and the call will be to me. So I personally take every call and I also take the bookings. So we have our own website called www.aerostel.com where you can book at the lowest prices available on the internet. And also we are available on every channel out there, booking.com, Hostel World, Agoda, Expedia. So we are available on every channel. So we are quite reachable. You can also email us. So everything is on Google and Google Maps. So yep, that's how you can book.
Exactly. I mean, a person can reach out to you through online mediums and they can just book it and like jump in, like hop into Aerostel and have their great exotic stay over there.
Yep, they can even walk in and make a direct reservation, even if they don't pre-book. So once we're open for business, we are all ready with open arms.
Wow, I mean, like all the ways are out there. So there's no strict categoric restriction that you have to do online payments or offline. It's like you can go for online as well as for offline as well.
Yes, it's that easy.
Wonderful. So like, what do you look forward to at the end of the day? Like, what do you intend, Diksha?
What do I look forward to at the end of the day? So just like on an individual level?
Exactly. Like being an entrepreneur, there's something exotic about Aerostel. So how do you cater all these needs of the clients out there? And what is the kind of a feeling that you have at the end of the day?
So just like starting this business, it was meant to be something very passionate. So the feeling that I wanted to go back home with was the feeling of having served customers, made people happy. And that is just the people we are. And that's just what we aim to do. It is not a business as for us as much as it is, you know, an extended family home. We want people to come in, to become our friends, to become our family, to stay with us, to watch movies with us. And we just want to, you know, like make them have the best experience that is possible. So it is not just, you know, somewhere that you just book and go and stay and leave. You actually go to Aerostel and, you know, you come back with a family, you come back with a second home that you can always visit. So that is the feeling that I wanted to generate. And we've been quite successful in doing that. And that is what we want to continue doing. Like, we just want to build a family all over the world.
Wonderful. I think that's the most exotic thing about Aerostel, because it's just not like a stay. It's more of an extended family. You get more friends, you get more family, and catering to each and every needs, right from your comfort to your luxury, to also speaking about, like, you know, giving you some mental and physical support as well.
Yes, exactly. That is what we plan to do. It's supposed to be the most safest place that anybody can go to. Because we are a family, we understand everybody's safety as well. So we want people to come there and feel safe, even if it's solo female travelers, is anybody traveling, anybody wanting to, you know, go out and experience this new world of traveling. We want it to be safe and we want it to be fun for everybody.
Wonderful. How would you describe your learning from the obstacles on the way? Because definitely when you started, when you had this whole thought process of curating Aerostel, there might have been certain obstacles on the way. So what did you learn from it?
So there have been obstacles, but we've taken obstacles in the form of challenges. We thought of them as challenges that we had to overcome, because none of us are from hospitality background. We naturally had no experience with anything from, like, you know, how anything is supposed to be done, from the management to the staff, to the software, to the working of the hostel. So we had to learn everything on the go, which was quite a challenge, but we overcame it. So we experimented with a few softwares. We tried to find the right staff. Sometimes it worked out, sometimes it didn't work out. There were obstacles, but we tried to, you know, go through it. And at the end of the day, it's always a learning experience. Like, things go wrong, things go right, but it's always going to be there. So we wanted to make this work. The end goal is to always keep it running, to always make it work. So that, with that goal in mind, we, whatever came our way, we just tried to get through it.
Wonderful. And looking out at the competitors, so basically in whichever industry you step in, there's always this thing called as nepotism, competitors, then again there's feminist activists. So one such topic is like competitors. So talking about this whole competition out there, how do you look forward to it and how do you combat your way?
So since we entered the industry, the hostel industry was always settled. There were over 50 hostels in Goa by the time I had already set it up. So we already had a lot of competition, but we knew that we have something that the other hostels don't. And we came with a family and we came with an experience that no other hostel was providing. So my mom, dad, and sister, like all of us coming together to give them, you know, everything that they need. So when they come to the hostel, they feel the safety that a father provides by my dad. They have customized home-cooked food by my dad. My mom is the best person to chat with. So you can have, you know, all-day conversations with her. Just chat with her. She has the best, like, you know, movie recommendations. My sister, she also is very experimental. So she made the craziest, you know, mocktails and cocktails, and we set up movie nights on the terrace, had band nights. So we gave them a very different experience that they had at the other places where they would, you know, initially just go and have to meet people themselves or not be that involved with the owners. So we wanted to give them a very inclusive experience overall. So that is what set us apart from the start.
That is superb. That's really superb. And how does it feel to be an entrepreneur at such a young age? Because people definitely think, like after graduation, they think of like, arey, main 2-3 saal ya fir 10 saal mein, I'll work in an MNC and then ke baad I'll have some capital and then I'll invest and then I'll think about it. And people really keep on thinking. And by the time they're rich, they are married, they are into their family and they compromise all their dreams. But looking forward to you, you're so bold, you're so brave and fierce. So tell me, like, how does it feel to be an entrepreneur at such a young age and being so successful?
It's honestly all because of my parents. They trusted me a lot, but I was a risk taker. I don't know if, like, growing up, I would be able to start something so spontaneously to have that kind of courage. But at that point, like, when I started, I had so much confidence and I knew that it would work. Like, something in me was so, the feeling was so strong that it would happen. So it's great, honestly, that, you know, that something that I could dream of actually came to life. It's a very crazy feeling to actually, you know, have something in mind and to be able to experience it, to be able to share it with the world. So it's nice. It's a good feeling. At the end of the day, it's always, you know, always grateful for everything that I've been able to do.
Wonderful. I mean, kehte na ki people look forward to experiences at the end of their lifetime, maybe somewhere around 40s and 50s. But getting such an experience right at the start from early 20s, I think you're really blessed.
Yeah, I would honestly encourage people to, you know, go out there and do it. Like, I know people think about it, but it is going to be hard. Like, and I don't agree that, you know, job is a comfort zone and jobs are a little easier. They are, and they provide security. But when you look back, there will be a time when you'll feel like, you know, there's so many things that you wanted to do and there is nothing stopping anybody. Like, if there's one thing I have learned is that there is no obstacle that we can't overcome. Like, if you think it, you can honestly do it.
Wonderful. I mean, very true. And talking about the entire discussion that we had, it was quite enriching, noteworthy, and most importantly, it was a lot of joshila and it gave a lot of motivation.
I'm glad, you know, that, you know, I can share this story and to be able to talk about everything that I do.
Wonderful. And Diksha, thank you so much for being on House of Josh Season 2, because your presence has really created a great spark, I would say.
That is awesome. I'm just glad I could have this experience and thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much. So all the beautiful audience out there, Diksha is a young entrepreneur at early 20s. And this episode, we spoke about how she curated the beautiful, amazing Aerostyle brand. So tune into this conversation and do let me know how did you find it. You can connect me at Omkar at Beyond on Instagram and Twitter as well. Well, this was it for today's episode. We'll connect with you with yet another beautiful and exotic episode of Season 2, House of Josh. So stay tuned to House of Josh Season 2, your unbounded dose of Josh with Omkar Chaudhary in association with Panout Media. Thank you.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और 1 मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कंटेंट।